Hey everyone, welcome to episode 56 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
You must be doing really great, actually, because we've got a sponsor today. Our friends at False Ox have sent us some of their product. They've sent us some awesome shrubs. Now, did you know what a shrub was going into this? Let's be honest here.
No, I didn't. When you told me that they were sending us stuff, I immediately had to Google what this was. I'm not familiar at all to the shrub game.
That being said, I think we might be the perfect people to try it right on the spot. So I've done some research, actually really excited for this. So what we're doing, I know you're mixing whiskey. I'm mixing whiskey as well with the shrubs that they provided us. Shout out to Mike for sending us some of the product last week. Awesome bottle, really cool Ox logo. So we're going to give it a try today. We've put together some mystery ingredients. I've got some sparkling waters. For the first one here, though, the special flavor they gave us was grapefruit rosemary shrub. We're just doing a little research on their website. Pretty cool. They say this mix of all the shrubs, obviously. I'm not going to go down to a detailed breakdown of all the ingredients, but it seems like a really healthy, natural product that was kind of like it's a very old age drink, a lot of historical roots with the brand and the company. And they said in one of their articles that it's actually like an old age energy drink type thing. So I know, Jack, you were saying it's like one of those shots that you want to have at the beginning of the day to start your day off right. So we're going to mix it. I what do you have for your first one to go with the beautiful grapefruit rosemary shrub?
Mixing in mine is a black cherry Zevia and a bit of lime juice, following it with the raspberry balsamic.
Nice, beautiful. I've got a little bit of juice as well in there, a little orange juice, a little lime juice. I've got just the grapefruit rosemary shrub, and then I threw in a little coconut LaCroix to go with it. So let's give it a cheers. I'm excited for this. Oh, wow.
I like that. That gives it a nice, kind of a weird bitterness, but I like it.
It is like a bitter. It tastes so natural, though. I know that's what I said before.
It does, yes.
It's such a strong flavor. Like, even the scent of the shrub, you can smell it from across the room. I know my sister came in, and she's like, what's that good smell? So when you put it in there, but you mix it around with those ingredients of whiskey, it really does have that good flavor, and it's a nice mix. So that's really nice, actually. A nice sipper for sure.
I think this is personally one of the cooler things we've gotten our hands on. Usually we get more just beer or a liquor. This is something that we can kind of create things with. It feels kind of cool. It layers really well, I'll say that too. Makes a lot of cool colors in the drink.
Yeah, and you're right. Even going on their website too, they have a bunch of cocktail recipes. So like we did it, we just kind of went off cuff and made up our own. But you can also go on there. I know they've got some holiday recipes, and they've got some really awesome drinks you can work off with. Obviously, some things you need, like mixers, things like that. Some have Aperol, some have fruits in them. Some are a lot of the sparkling water. So something you can either go with a nice recipe when you're at the store, or just like Jack and I did, grab some things from home and make a nice drink. So that's pretty delicious. Just to help them out as well. Jack, you got the bottle there. If you don't, it's just it's a pretty small, medium-sized bottle, I would say. Makes about 16 drinks. I know you throw about an ounce to 2 ounces of the shrub in there. And that makes your drink. So like I said, it lasts about 12 or 16 drinks per bottle, which is really nice. And if you go on their website, you can get 10% off if you buy two or more bottles of shrubs, and they have free shipping in Canada. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm gonna enjoy drinking that throughout for sure. And it's actually, I guess mm-hmm. We'll get right into what we're gonna do on this podcast. I don't know what you were thinking. I know there's some things going on that I want to talk about towards the end, but would you say it's a lighter day in news this week?
I would definitely say that, unless if you're a nautical expert, I would say that has clogged the news, and that's really about that all I know has happened this week.
I know, and it's been played on social media. There's been no shortage of no shortage of visibility for that ship on the internet. But yeah, it is a pretty crazy thing. And I feel like when the more popular something is on social media, the less I want to look into it, because I just feel like I've seen so much about it. Like when McGregor got like KO'd, that meme was all over. I know I watched the fight, but I was like, I don't want to consume anything else with this now. And I don't know about you. Is it one of those things for you as well?
I appreciate some good memes. And this has definitely generated a few. Laughing at those for a couple of days, and now I am over it now. I don't even understand it. I've never seen something that's made me think I can't be an engineer. My first idea is just to move it or hit it. Apparently, it was told to me that you can't do that, and it is very hard to do that. It's the size of I think it's the size of the Empire State Building. Someone put like a graphic up, and the true size of it was revealed to me. But yeah, I don't know how they moved it, but they did.
Hey, some people smarter than us figured that out, I guess. Yeah, so the ship is out of the canal and things can go back to normal. I mean, maybe they were trying to ship some shrubs in that ship of theirs. So hopefully now that that's moved, those people can get their shrubs and make a delicious beverage like this Fall Sox one we're having.
It would have been great advertising to pimp out a crate.
Yeah,
those things are just all over the news. They're all like bland rust colors, but if someone actually like pimped out his freight, that would have been very good advertising.
Yeah, free ads. Do you want to get into our cool game before we talk about any of the more of the news? I mean, Fall Sox, really awesome brand name. As I said, love the logo with the ox. And we were trying to think of segments we could do to feature this drink, talk about it. We thought maybe we'll do a little play on true and false, and we'll call it True or False Ox. So I don't know about you, Jay, but I came up with a couple questions, a couple statements, I guess, and you're going to have to figure out if they're true or false. And then there's a little story around them all.
Wow.
You got yours. Sounds you got fun. Yours as well. You want to start?
I do. I also have made some. You want me to start?
You want to go back and forth? You start?
We can go back and forth. Some of these are in your wheelhouse. Some of these are not in anyone's wheelhouse.
Okay.
But some of these might be a little tee up. Thomas, you are a Queens alumni, and I know a lot of Queens students like to go to the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
This will be a statement about that. The capital of... Okay, I'll start off. True or false, the capital of Dominican Republic is Santo Domingo. True or false?
You know what? Because I knew you were, as soon as you mentioned that, I had a feeling you were going to ask that question. And Santo Domingo was going to be my guess, but that's making me second guess it now. But regardless, I'm going to lock in Santo Domingo. Is that
that's true?
I would say that's a true answer.
It was true. You were correct.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
About that. You were true.
No, I, you maybe, you know, those things like true and false. I mean, it's a 50% chance, but it's like also a 50% chance you're going to get it wrong. And it makes you second guess yourself. Like crazy, but good. Yeah. Definitely that young girl was not about wearing a mask, not about adhering to some of these health guidelines. And I think she's seeing some of the repercussions of it online. A lot of people calling her out for her travels and her lack of adherence to health guidelines. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I know a lot of people are calling out certain sections and acts of the law, but I'm not an expert on the law. I know what I would do in that situation, but anyways, I'm glad we could create a trivia question loosely based off the lady who's getting some social media buzz around her. I would like to label it as poor decision making around a pandemic. But anyways, now that I've got that question right, I think I'm going to enjoy a quick false ox shrub here, chug, and then I'll move on to mine.
You earned
it. I did. I truly did earn it. I mean, not defending her at all, but I would definitely love to be in the Dominican Republic right now. More so a couple months back, if it was normal circumstances. Yes. My family does like going on those exotic vacations, getting all you can eat food, gain like 10 pounds in a week at the buffet, sit on the beach and read books and have pina coladas. That sounds beautiful right about now to de-stress from everything going on, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
You're not a tropical or Caribbean vacation guy, are you?
No, I've never left North America. If we were playing Two Truths and a Lie, that would be one of mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not frequent flyers. Our air miles sit at zero. They always will, maybe.
Hey, one day. Would you be okay? So, would you have to have a couple whiskey and shrubs to get on the plane? Like, would you be scared of getting on the plane, or is it just something that you've never done? You always like driven to the States when you travel.
Oh yeah, it's just something we never done. I personally don't like heights. I don't know how I'd be on a plane. I probably just wouldn't look. Maybe I would take a sleeping pill of some sort, maybe I would take some sleeping alcohol.
Yeah,
and I'd wake up at my destination. But for the most part, I'm not a big heights guy. I don't know. I'm going to be on a plane.
I think that's pretty common. I mean, not just the height of airplanes. I mean, but people just popping a pill or a bottle of wine or something in the airport, and it makes the trip a lot easier. I know I've listened to some podcasts. I think I was listening to Spit and Chicklets. Of some guy told a story about how he took a couple too many sleeping pills, and then he like woke up with like all of his clothes off or something like that. But I've seen things like that too. I think I was in.
I don't think that's a sleeping pill.
I was going to Mexico, and this girl was just acting like wild. Like, she didn't have really control of her senses or anything. She was like staring out of the bus, looking at like the moon. But I guess what happened was she was like really scared of flying. So she like took a couple like sleeping pills. So she passed out on the flight. But then I think she had a couple drinks too, and they kind of messed with her. So she was like, it's like she was watching a movie in the sky when we were taking the bus ride to the resort. It was quite a spectacle to see the things she was saying. It was like fireworks. It's like she was acting like there's fireworks in the sky, and it was just completely dark with a couple stars. But at least it made the 2-hour drive to the resort a lot more exciting. You want to hear
people watching someone that's terrified? Like, you feel bad, but it also would be kind of funny.
Yeah,
to witness someone.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
When you're like completely safe, like the chances of you anything really happening on there is so low. But like, I don't know, I'd probably be the same way. I'd be scared too.
Oh yeah, you gotta be. All right, I'm gonna hit you with a question. The last two nights, so Sunday, Monday, I sat down at 8 o'clock with my family and watched American Idol. I know we've talked about it on the show before. Started watching it again, and so I created a true or false ox question regarding American Idol. So it is Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Lopez, and Nicki Minaj were all once full-time hosts on American Idol. Is this true or false ox?
Read me the celebrities again.
Yep, you got Ellen DeGeneres, minus 100 million followers or listeners, sorry. You got J-Lo. Maybe minus A-Rod, and then you got Nicki Minaj. J-Lo being
there. I remember J-Lo. I remember Nicki. I don't remember Ellen. I don't know. Taking singing advice from Ellen would be, I don't know about her pipes. Maybe she's a karaoke singer of some sort, or mixtapes. I'm going to say false.
You're going to go with false? So you think that Ellen was the one that wasn't, but the other two were?
I think so.
Sadly, that is a true. They were all on there. That was not a false sock. Ellen, J-Lo, and Nicki were all on the show. In fact, I actually did some research. I looked at all the different full-time judges they've had, and they have it as like a flow chart of like you go through each of the years. Do you know who the highest the longest tenured judge would be on American Idol if you're thinking about it?
I don't know how I know the OG cast, and I don't know how long they went for.
All three of them are the longest.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
They're top three, but there's one that lasted longer, stayed longer.
Was it Randy?
It was the dog, Randy Jackson. Yeah, he stayed for 13 seasons. It's kind of funny though. They started out with the OG three, but it was in fact supposed to be the OG four. Have you ever heard of the name DJ Stryker? Because he was supposed to actually be one of the original judges on the show, but he dropped out before the show started. And he said he cited image concerns as the reason why he didn't join American Idol. I have a feeling he might be regretting that now, as it's one of the most popular television shows ever, I would say. But yeah, DJ Stryker, some sort of radio DJ, turned down the offer because of his image concerns. I thought that was kind of interesting.
He's ready to get too famous. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't like the limelight, maybe.
Exactly.
He just likes the hype.
And then the second season, so it's all, there's a lot of people dropping. They wanted to get these four judges going, but the second season, Angie Martinez tried to go on as the fourth judge, but she, after a couple of days of auditions, she hopped off because she wasn't comfortable giving criticism. Like, I don't know if she was just a nice woman,
really,
or she didn't know how to critique them, but yeah, she was another radio personality, and she hopped off, so... After that, they waited 8 seasons, and it was just Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and Randy Jackson. I mean, pretty great trio, got to admit. But yeah, they did try to get four people
that's,
on.
That's the face of it to me.
Oh, for sure. And now, well, since then, it really changed. Ellen came around season 9.
Who's on season 9 with Ellen? Who's a guest with Ellen?
Season 9, you had Steven Tyler, Ellen, Randy, and Simon, it appears, is on season 9.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember.
Or sorry. Steve. Wait. Jeez. Actually, it was not Steve. It was not Steven Tyler. It was Ellen, Kara, Randy, and Simon. Bit of an interesting mix, though. And then Steven Tyler and J-Lo were on it together. We had Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey were on it together. I heard they had a bit of a beef. That's what my sister would tell me. They'd always fight. So that didn't last long. That only lasted one season. There was Harry Connick Jr. was on the show. I don't know if you remember that.
I'm aware of that.
Yep.
I do know that. My parents hate him.
Oh, why is that?
I'm not too sure. I think maybe they're just not big fans of the music. I don't know if he's done anything. But maybe I'm thinking of Alan Thicke. Was Alan Thicke on it? Or one of the Thicks.
I don't see a Thick on there. He was on Thick.
I mean, I'm just getting them all mixed up.
Ah, whatever. Yeah, so whatever. That's my American Idol trivia. I thought that was kind of hilarious.
That's a good one.
I know it happens a lot that people probably like turn down things because they think it's image concern, but then you look like hindsight 2020. I bet you DJ Strike wishes he was counting checks with American Idol. But now they had their like season 16 reboot, and now it's going strong with Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. So maybe they're going to be the new Paula, Simon, and Randy.
Who's the mean one of that cast?
There's not really a mean one. I would say Lionel's usually pretty positive. He won't usually speak up if they're terrible. He'll just give advice. Katie can be quite tough and quite blunt.
Really? I can see that.
And the same with Luke. Like he just kind of says like, hey, give us another song, things like that. I would say Katie's probably the toughest, then Luke, then Lionel. I think Katie kind of does like, if it's a girl, Katie will be harsher. If it's a guy or a country singer, Luke will be a bit more harsh. But yeah, it's a good dynamic. I like it. All right.
Interesting. That's a good question, though.
Thank you. My last two nights of watching it spurred it.
You ready for your next one? True or false, Ox? The movie Little Miss Sunshine holds a Rotten Tomatoes score of 94+.
I just watched this recently. I don't know if I told you, but I've watched it within the last 2 months. Yeah. It's on Disney Plus. Great flick. Referenced it multiple times since then. A couple just amazing scenes to that. Like the end of the movie just is so hilarious. And like a lot of actors in there that are quite famous. I don't know if it's you would be the judge, but is that like, when did The Office with Carell start? When did that show kind of become famous?
Ooh, 06 maybe?
Yeah.
I can't quite put a pin on when that was famous, but I feel like it's early 2000s,
yeah.
Or mid.
Anyways,
I guess
2006 was when Little Miss Sunshine came out. and I just Googled it. I promise you, I didn't see the Rotten Tomatoes because I looked away as soon as I thought about it. But I, some reason in my head, you said 94 plus. What was your number?
94 plus.
Okay, so I think
94 plus.
I think it's the number that popped into my head because obviously every time you when you go to watch a movie, at least me, I look at the rating, and I think it's 93 for some mm-hmm. reason. And that would make sense because you said 94 plus. So I'm going to go with false. Ox.
That was really good rationale. And you were right.
Is it 93?
It holds a 91.
Okay, so it wasn't as high
you're as you're on the right one with the pick, not with the score, I guess, but 91.
Nice. Okay, I'll take it. 2 for 2. I like that. That's a hilarious movie. Honestly, a bit of enough cringe humor, enough genuine humor. All the actors and actresses in that are hilarious. Like, everyone is different. You got kind of the emo mute kid, the mom and the dad clash, the grandpa's hilarious, and then Steve Carell is just that's comical actor. I don't know. I think that's an all-time movie for me. But when you really think of it,
what's some of these be in the wheelhouse?
The plot is just so bizarre. Like, if you were to tell me that plot, I don't think I would ever pick up that movie from a Blockbuster. But once you watch it, it makes you want to watch it again.
It's one of those ones that you read the description and you just kind of like, you got to read it over again to make sure you were like staying in your body reading that. But it's a hectic movie.
It is.
And like reading up the cast title too, it's like you don't know who to start with. It's a huge cast. It's like weirdly big cast today. Like it aged well.
Oh yeah, for sure. You want to move on to question 2 for yourself?
Hit me.
All right, question 2. I'm going to go down a bit of a food tangent. I mean, everyone loves fast food. Or food in general, snacks. So this one is more snack related. My question is, true or false, Ox? M&M has created a themed M&M around COVID and vaccinations in which people can go to their flagship stores and pick up a free basket of this M&M or bag of this M&M after they get their vaccine. So it's like a program that they ran to encourage people to get vaccinated. True or false, Ox?
I hope it's true. Krispy Kreme has done something similar. This seems vaguely detailed. I'm going to say it's true.
This is false. And I find it really hilarious that you said the Krispy Kreme, because that's the true story. Is that
the inspiration?
Yeah. It is a hard question, but Krispy Kreme, I'd never heard of that actually. I didn't see it in the news, so I just saw it when I was doing the research for this, and I thought it was kind of cool. So yeah, they're giving away a free donut to people who go and show that they've been vaccinated in the States and their US locations. So I thought that was kind of funny. Get pricked in the arm, help save the world, and then you go get a Krispy Kreme donut. I mean, I think that's perfect from like a marketing standpoint. Once you have a Krispy Kreme donut, it's like that memory does not leave your head for at least a year, and it makes you want to go back and buy more than just one. So I think they're making like a return on their investment for sure.
I'm going to get like 8 vaccines if I visit. If I somehow pull off getting 8 vaccines, do I get 8 donuts, or is there like a condition?
I think it might be limited to 1 or 2 shots, 1 or 2 donuts. You'd have to inquire to Krispy Kreme Corp. But
I'll send it, you know.
Yeah, I think people would be – that's a way to incentivize people to get your shots. It may not be a traditional one, but, hey, you can do what you can. Back to you for your next true and false Ox.
True or false Ox? Joe Biden recently made the news for taking a trip down a set of stairs, but at age 6, take a trip down to the Jersey Shore.
You gotta say it one more time. I can't even absorb that question. There's so much to unpack there.
All right. So Joe Biden took a trip down a flight of stairs.
I saw that.
But at age 66, about 12 years ago, did he go to the Jersey Shore?
Did he go there like on the show?
Did he vacation? Was he fist pumping? Was it t-shirt time? Was Joe in the shore?
So you're talking, was he on the show, or is it non-show related?
It's the Jersey Shore. Like, it's the vacation spot, not the show. That would be
completely he's a politician. He had to have been there at least once 12 years ago. I'm trying to think. 12, you said 12 years ago, so that would be 2009. I don't know what happened in 2009. I'm gonna go with true because I don't know, and it seems like a place that maybe you would have to go as a politician.
It is true. Can find the TMZ photos of it.
What was he? Would he have a big
Google Joe Biden on vacation?
Was he like surfing, or what was he doing in the Jersey Shore? Getting a tan?
He was just on a recliner. No, he had no tan. Shirt was off. Looked good, I thought. I'll take that at 66. Just chilling, man.
Hey, I like that little gym tan laundry. Wonder if Joe Biden's ever seen an episode of Jersey Shore. Like, do people who are that smart and that have that much knowledge, did they ever spend time watching like the Jersey Shore or like MTV?
They gotta have something. They gotta have something to like cleanse the palate of, like, you can't be like looking at debriefings all day. He's got to like unwind with like,
it's like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, he's got to have something. He's got to like watch like a fucking like The Real World or Big Brother. He's got to get into something.
Sits down, puts his feet up, grabs a whiskey and watches like Keeping Up with the Kardashians every night.
What the trashiest thing he's ever watched?
Hey, who knows? I got another question for you. This one is real fast food related. You want me to hit you with a true or false ox?
Hit me with it.
True or false ox? Popeyes will be opening its first restaurant in the UK later this year.
God damn. So I know they have Nando's. So I've heard of that for some reason.
I think I'm pretty sure Ed Sheeran is a big fan of Nando's, I read. I don't know.
That's what all his songs are actually about.
Yeah.
That's what Perfect was written about. I'm going to go true. I think they're doing it. I think they're opening it up.
That is, in fact, the correct answer. It is true. Which surprised me. I really thought that they would already be there. Mm-hmm. Did you think it? I thought they had everything. They had a successful launches in Spain and Switzerland. And then they're going to later this year go to UK. I thought UK would have been first. No exact timing, but they're planning to get 350 restaurants in the country over the next 10 years. So I was reading the CNN article by Jordan Valinsky for the last two questions. He has some pretty good food insights. Guess how many... just how many fried chicken sandwiches sold in America in just 1 year after they launched that chicken sandwich in 2019?
Guess what? Many?
It's in the millions. I'll start you off there. It's in the millions.
I'll say 22 million.
It is 250 million chicken sandwiches in the U.S.
That is ridiculous.
That is
the population.
I'm Googling it. It's 328 million in 2019. So it's about, I don't know, like two thirds of the people, if you think about it that way, had chicken sandwiches. I mean, obviously that's not how it went down, but if you think about it that way, that's a lot of chicken sandwiches. Wendy's is going back there too. They exited originally in the early 2000s, but now they're coming back this year, I guess, as a rival to Popeyes. So I it surprised me. I always, like, when I went to the UK, I thought they were just like pretty much a European Toronto. I thought they'd have a lot of the American restaurants. I guess Popeyes isn't as big as I thought it was, but I don't know. I thought it would be on there. So yeah, you're on the board with a true.
Wow. Finally. Needed that. True or false ox? According to the Bible, one of the Ten Commandments is not not to covet thy neighbor's ox.
Oh, this is bad. I feel like this is sewering me because I'm trying to think of what I answered for the last couple. I know the last one was true. Covet the neighbor's ox. I feel like that can have some sort of alternative meaning, but it also just might be the neighbor is something else.
Like their auxiliary.
I'm going to go with true on this one.
That is correct.
Hey, let's go. I'm on a heater. Any explanation for that one, or did you just Google them up?
No, I think it was something to do with you're not supposed to covet your neighbors at anything. Like, you can't try and take it. It's mostly like wives, family, mother, and it's weird. It's an odd one just to throw in there. But I just saw ox and I just wanted to. I didn't mean to do that, to be honest.
I was thinking about throwing in some ox or shrubs, but I figured that we'd think about it like a random fact about a shrub, but I figured we'd talk about it enough. I didn't need to. All right. Speaking of shrubs, I'm going to make another one on the rocks here quickly. How many questions do you have in total?
I got like three more.
All right. How about you hit me with one more while I mix up my drink here?
Got you. True or false, ox? On the set of Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, Kristen Stewart was in fact actually pregnant.
Wow. Huh. I'm trying to think of who she was together with as I'm going to mix up my whiskey here while I'm thinking about it. So I know she had a baby in the show, obviously. So that's why you asked the question. But was she with somebody? I seem to remember her being maybe with some people briefly, but I don't know if she had a full time. I could be completely off here, but I am going to go with false for this one.
That is correct.
Let's go.
No kid.
Is she in a relationship now? I don't
think she has.
Hey, Twilight was huge. There's no denying it.
Not too sure. I haven't asked in a while.
I'm gonna mix my other drink here. Throwing in my false ox shrub here. I've got the raspberry balsamic going in here. It's definitely very pungent on the nose. It smells really delicious. And I'm gonna throw in with this one a little splash of OJ. And the main base in this is going to be some cherry flavored sparkling water. So I'm excited to give that a taste. You drinking the same drink? What are you drinking this time, Jay?
This is rosemary. Also with some orange, bit of lime, whiskey.
Delicious. All right. I'll hit you with a true or false ox question now as I sprinkle a little lime here and enjoy this bevy. Oh, that's really good. That raspberry takes the forefront. I hardly taste the balsamic, but it's kind of nice. Wow, I really like that. All right. So we've got our Twilight segment in there, so we can leave that for a bit more. What are you enjoying there? You switch up drinks or you still got the same one?
No, this is different. This is the grapefruit with the whiskey. Orange, lime, lemon, soda water.
Delicious. I really love, as I was saying before, the raspberry flavor really comes out. And although the balsamic seems like it may be like the major player in the drink, I really taste that raspberry. So it's a nice mix for sure.
No, it gives it a cool color. I see yours is quite an eccentric color.
Yeah, for sure.
These layer very nicely. I think I've already said this, but I will reiterate it until I die now.
Delicious, delicious, and beautiful looking, as you said, with the layering. All right, I'm going to hit you with your fourth question, your true or false ox. This one here. YouTube will be removing the dislike option on its YouTube videos. True or false ox?
Interesting. That's a tough one.
It is. Because it seems like something's going to happen.
I'm going to go true because it does seem like it's going to happen.
Unfortunately, this is false. I read an article Ian Carlos Campbell at The Verge. As you said, it is a very hot topic. I know as well, we know that Instagram removed the likes, so it kind of seems like something that could happen. Or sorry, didn't remove the likes or dislikes. They just hid their likes. Obviously, it has some kind of negativity around it, although I think it's just to protect their kind of YouTube ecosystem. They're afraid that if all their kind of content creators see all these dislikes, it might have a bit of a detriment. And some people, they call them like dislike mobs or whatever, are going to go on there and just try to get it to as many dislikes as possible. Obviously, the creators can still see their dislikes, but what they plan to do, and this is not confirmed, but what the kind of initial thought is they're just going to hide the number of dislikes. So you can still dislike it, but it just only says your likes. It just hides you because then the public can't see dislikes you have. And if it's like a million dislikes, they'll like share it around or they'll hop on there.
It's a really bad video.
I mean, you can still dislike it if it's really bad.
I don't think I've ever actually disliked something.
I know, me neither. You'd have to have some hate.
I don't even like things. Yeah.
No, same here. I know there's different things that they suggested. I think the one, like you said, was just to kind of remove it as a whole. But that's not what they're going with. They're going to say adding some more like friction to it. So for example, like making, like you have to go through a couple steps to dislike it or maybe say why you're disliking it. Or just hiding the numbers for both the likes or the dislikes. But in the end, what it seems like they're kind of doing beta testing for is hiding the number of dislikes, but keeping the option to dislike it. Thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, not like it's crazy news or anything, but kind of just a sign of the times.
Damn. All right. I'm going to hit you with, I don't know how many. True or false ox, using your hat to make a catch in the MLB will result in the batter automatically gaining 3 free bases.
Making a catch?
True or false?
That seems like an insane rule. But what I'm thinking is, it's something about why three free bases? That doesn't even make sense. Because if it goes like out of bounds, I'm thinking like a ground rule double, maybe you consider if they use like a foreign object. I feel like catching it with your hat. Has that ever happened? Like, do you got any footage of this happening?
No, not in my notes.
Okay. I'm going to go with false on this one.
It apparently is true. It is to prevent.
Oh, I got one wrong.
Is to prevent the fielder from using, or from like throwing their gloves or using their any other resources to make the catch.
Three. I don't know if it's ever happened.
It was so the batter would get a triple if you catch it with your hat. And anyone that's on base, so if you're on second, that runner scores.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I can see it. I mean, I think it's a little harder to catch a ball with your hat than your glove. It's like two outs or something if you catch it with your hat.
I know. That's like catching the snitch.
Yeah.
That's game.
Yeah, that's crazy, actually. I back my answer still, and I think it should be right. I think, like you said, you should be getting bonus for that. It's almost like bare handing a catch.
Which is allowed, though.
Yes, exactly. Not fair. All right. Here's your last question for a truth or false ox. A little tech related again. This one came from Tom Warren at The Verge. PlayStation will be reopening their PS3 store on July 2nd so people can download digital video games again. And this is all due to the high video game usage during the pandemic. So PS3 is going to reopen their PS3 stores so people can start downloading games again and use their old system.
That's a really good idea. I hope that is true. I'm going to say false, though.
What's your rationale there?
I'm pretty sure they already have a system that you pay a subscription and you gain access.
So that is, in fact, false. You're correct. But the rationale is actually kind of the opposite of what I said. So it's Sony is actually officially closing the PlayStation Store for PS3 on July 2nd. So they're removing the functionality of downloading digital games. Obviously, you can still buy your game. Like, you have your current games. You can re-download games that you had on your PS3. Or you could buy them off whatever, Amazon, eBay, things like that. But they're getting rid of the PS3 store on July 2nd. So kind of weird rationale, like you said, because I feel like people are playing more video games right now. But I mean, PS5's out. I don't know if there's too many people buying things from the PS3 store. Like, you can still use your system if you already have the games. I don't think anybody's trying to get a game for like $2 on the PS store.
That is true.
All right. That's all my questions. That's all my true or false socks. You got any more?
Yeah, do you want another one? I got a ton, man.
Why not?
Here we go. True or false ox. Before his guest appearance at Super Bowl 43, Ludacris had stomach problems and defecated in his pants, resulting in him switching with his father's before the performance. True or false ox.
So that's, is that number one? That's number two, right? Not number one?
That would be number two.
Number two, okay. Who shit his pants? Yeah. Do we know where this Super Bowl was?
43, I think it was Tampa that year.
Okay. Tampa.
Or Jacksonville.
What Super Bowl was it?
One of the Florida. 43.
Because I feel like usually, like, yeah, maybe you shit yourself because you're nervous, but that's more like controlled. I think if you're defecating your pants, it's probably got to be somewhere where you ate something crazy. So if Super Bowl 43, I see the halftime show with Bruce Springsteen. Did he go out? Was that like a whole bunch of people?
Yeah, not Googling.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not Googling. He shit his pants. I'm just trying to get the rationale around here.
You cannot be Googling on here.
So you're in Tampa Bay. What kind of food does Tampa? Does Tampa have a lot of food that would make you shit yourself? What's a go to, like? Maybe Mexican, you're having some tacos. I think this is pretty crazy that you'd say this. So I think maybe he did shit himself. I'm gonna go true.
It is false.
Oh.
He didn't even perform at 43. I just made that up.
Oh, so that's why you're so mad that I'm Googling it.
The whole scenario. Yeah, he came out with Bruce. He's part of the E-band.
I know there's been some Super Bowls where that's they throw out like a bunch of people. No, fair enough. I'll stop using Google. I'm using it for totally different reasons.
That's fine.
But
yeah,
that's funny. I answered my own question before even, as well as I was pressuring you. You fielded those questions pretty well in lie.
Thank you, sir.
Any more? Or are we done now?
Got one more.
Is another mate completely made up one, like the last one?
No, you're not. We can probably try and Google this one. This one, I don't know.
I won't use the Google.
On the set of Two and a Half Men, John Cryer and Ashton Kutcher got into a fight, which was then broken up by Angus T. Jones. Then both John and Ashton proceeded to beat up Angus T. Jones until security brought them off of him. True or false, Hawk?
Ah, it's another one of those where it's like, it seems too unrealistic to be made up. But I couldn't see any of them wanting to get in a fight. Like, I feel like they went through so much shit with Charlie that it must have just been such a relief to have Ashton on there. But maybe maybe Angus was kind of going through puberty. He was getting a little older. Maybe he was feeling a little tougher. We had a false on the last one. I'm going to go with true for this one. No way. I didn't think they were going to get into full fist fight, but I thought maybe there was a scandal out there that said they got into like a pushing match.
They beat up Angus?
No. Well, okay. The word beat up can be like, there's lots of rumors of people getting in pushing matches, celebrities, things like that. Like I didn't think they kicked the shit out of Angus, but I thought maybe they just had a bit of a dust up. I mean, if you're together all the time, you got to have some anger towards each other. Like they work together all the time. They're coworkers. The relationship can't be perfect. That was fun though. I like that idea. Great segment. Again, sponsored by False Ox, the truth or False Ox. I thought that was pretty fun. A bunch of random shit in there. A bit of everything for all types of listeners, I think, on that one. So that was fun. Definitely the drink. It just keeps getting better, though. I know the ice has melted a bit, so it's pretty flavorful. I'm definitely going to be drinking this on the weekend with the leftovers that they supplied to us. I think it's a definite summer drink, too. Very natural, I said before. So throw it together on the rocks with a little whiskey. I might try to. I know they said gin was a big option for it as well. I could see the gin going well with the raspberry balsamic. Mm. A couple other flavors just to run through on their website. They got a strawberry mint. I think that's got to be one that would go well with gin as well.
That sounds
delicious. Beet ginger. I mean, it doesn't sound like it could get much healthier than that. Beet ginger in the same.
Yeah, that mix. Sounds like the. That's good for the gut health, I bet.
Exactly. So that's a beautiful drinking vinegar concentrate there. You got mango lime. That sounds delicious as well. And then a celery jalapeno. They got a bunch of different flavors on their site. So definitely intriguing. Maybe I'll have to hit them up again and get some of these other flavors because they're quite delicious. Yeah, for sure. So I know we said at the beginning of the show, now that we finished our game, there weren't that many topics in the news. But anything you've been doing the last week that you wanted to talk about other than that big build up at the canal with that massive ship there? I know on Saturday I played my first round of golf, so I'm a happy man again. Still a little chilly, but, you know, throw on a coat, throw on long pants, and it's still nice out there.
How was that?
Skill-based, not good. Fun-based, very fun. I played up in Columbus and in Oshawa, so quick drive up there. Had carts in play. We were worried that we might have to walk. My mom and my sister said, there's no fucking way you and your dad can walk 18 holes. And I didn't want to admit it, but when I saw the carts were there, because it was a game time decision, because I think they're worried about it being too wet on the course. They don't want to be running the carts and ruining the grass. Mm-hmm. So luckily they were running the carts. I don't think I would have made it 18 holes, me and my dad, in that weather, first round out, 8 a.m. I think it's a blessing that we got the carts. We're not golf walkers, my dad and I.
I don't understand why that's an option. I think a cart should always be available. It'll ruin the grass, plant more, get the carts going.
I mean, some people hit a lot less shots than you and I, Jack, so it's probably a lot easier to walk. But for us, we have to do quite a bit of driving around, maybe either side of the rough. We're not just walking straight down the fairway. It's a bit tougher. April 1st, Thursday, 1 p.m., Blue Jays kick off their first game against the Yankees. Will you be throwing that on? Are you locked into baseball this summer, do you think, or – are you away from the sports?
I don't. I might have to sit this one out. Maybe see if they're any good. I've never really been into the baseball. I like the success that comes with it when they're in playoffs. But it'll be a grind, I think, to get me going for. I don't know how many games there are this year. I don't know anything even about. Is it a shortened season?
No, I don't think so. Not to my understanding. I mean, I haven't looked into it as much. I like to do sports in segments. So I got to get through the kind of NBA. Well, NBA might be pushed to the side with the Raptors not doing as well, but get through Leafs playoffs. So I'll watch a bit of the Jays at the beginning just to get to know the players, take a break, go back to hockey in the playoffs, and then closer to the end of the season, I'll pick the Jays up again. Offense looks good, but they've already been hit by the injury bug. Kind of sucks. I think Kirby Yates was their closer. He's already injured. I have to get Tommy John. They've got two question marks at starting pitching. So not the best from the pitching side. I mean, we still do have our ace in Ryu, which we haven't been able to say in a while. So lots of optimism around the Young Bucks. Definitely the bat should be flying this year. Definitely wish we could get in the stadium and see some of these guys, because I think we have been spoiled with baseball during our young lives. I think they had highlights of kind of the Rougned Odor punch the other day when he punched Bautista, and then his big bat flip home run. And that's nostalgic. I still remember sitting first year of university in my room on my little laptop with like my buddy Jake, and we were watching that first game and just screaming. I probably said it on here before, but I'm pretty sure we were yelling so loud that night that somebody like knocked on our door to give us like a noise complaint. And we weren't drinking or anything. We were just yelling from the game because we were so excited. And they're like, oh, this is lame. Like, they couldn't even say anything to her. They were just like, keep it down, please. But, yeah, I think we might be getting into the golden era of baseball. But there is, I got to admit, it's a good summer sport. Like, throw it on in the backyard, have a couple pints with the neighbors. It's a good background sport. You don't always have to be engaged. I mean, I'd say probably 50% of the time, even 75% of the time, you're not even engaged in the sport when you're watching it.
I don't think I've ever actually watched, like, other than like attending a game, I don't think I've ever thrown a game on TV and watched it in its completion, minus the playoff ones.
Yeah, I think I do when I'm home a lot more. Mm. I do watch a lot, but definitely unless there's something going on or it's like a key matchup where somebody's working on like a no-hitter, I don't think you're watching more than four innings straight. You know what I mean? Like, even get up, watch two innings, take four innings off, and then watch the rest after. But yeah, it's a long 3 hours if you're watching it straight. But then I look back. Do you remember that Canada Day when I don't remember who they were playing? They were playing either Cleveland or the Twins or somebody. And you guys all came to my house, but we were all crowded in my basement before going outside. It was raining. And we watched this like 17 inning game. You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you were wearing like red. You were wearing red pants.
I think I had to explain it. I was wearing red pants. Normally I am not. Usually I wear monotone colored pants. Maybe I'll bring them back. But maybe that's why. Maybe this one guy wore red pants and that caused a systematic chain that resulted in 17 straight innings of baseball. But I remember just looking at it, and it was just ridiculous. I was trying to explain it to someone, and I had no idea what was going on either. I was like, see, well, when it gets to more than 12, you have to go into a preliminary round. And I was just, what? But
yeah, I know. I remember because we were like, okay, it's getting to the point where we got to go outside here. But one of those things where some people stay inside because it was one of those games that you're like, oh, yeah, I watched that. So you almost
I was invested.
Yeah, exactly.
Like throwing on like all the Lord of the Rings movies, and then someone wants to leave during like the third one, and you're like, well, we can't. We've sat through 12 hours already.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so baseball, I'll probably 1 o'clock start time. I guess that's during the day. So I'll throw it on in the background maybe while I'm working, but I don't know if I'll be tuning in till the weekend, probably. Other news, I just got sent a video on Twitter. Michael Strahan has somehow surgically removed, or I don't know if it's through braces or what, the listeners will have to look into it, but he no longer has a tooth gap. And I don't know if it's a prank like the Anthony Davis brow thing, but it looked pretty legit. Like, he looked like he got his tooth gap removed. Are you surprised? Do you know who that is? Good Morning America, famous football player.
I think Michael Strahan is.
You do?
No. Okay. Never watched either.
That's huge news. If you watch football or you watch Good Morning America,
I saw a picture. You know, I think I know of him. But
oh, you'd know him if you saw him. But yeah, he
probably
tooth gap. I hope it's on an Anthony Davis video. Now I'm talking about it on the podcast, and I'm being tricked. But you can check it out for yourself if you're listening.
Is he known for this gap?
Well, I feel like if you have a tooth gap and you're famous, it's like Anthony Davis has his brow. He has a tooth gap. I know there's that also that famous British model, name's not coming off the top of my head, but she's known for a tooth gap as well. So I feel like there's some people who just have these distinct things that come alongside them. Did you watch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier yet?
I've seen both episodes now.
Are you impressed?
I definitely, I think of it more highly than I did when I heard of it, I guess. It's not like blowing me away. I like some of the characters. I don't really understand some of the characters. I kind of like this new, the new guy, the new captain, I guess.
You do like him, eh?
I think it's a cool character, but he's also like a good guy, trying to be. So I think it's a good kind of thing to keep you guessing on where it's going to go. So I like that as a good element.
Yeah, and I follow a couple guys on Twitter who are kind of into the, I mean, I'm a big Marvel guy, you know, right? Like I watched all the movies in a couple weeks. So once. I'm an expert, but I don't know any of the backstory. And it's kind of cool to see how the different characters have meaning from the cartoons. Or sorry, is that the proper word? The cartoons?
I don't think any of them are animated.
No, but I'm saying their characters based off of like things you wouldn't really know from watching the major movies, but
it's more comic driven, I think.
Yeah.
These characters is kind of how you're supposed to know them, I guess. I also don't partake in the comics. I'm only morally aware of them through people on Twitter and Google searches, I guess.
Well, like,
but even I am still lost.
Like that Isaiah Bradley guy. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like when they went and visited the guy and he like whipped the, I don't even know what he's holding, but he whipped and it's stuck in the wall because he's got like the super serum in him.
Yes.
I had no idea who that guy was. Maybe he was in the movies and I just don't remember him because I binged them so quickly. But
I don't think he was in the movies.
You need to Google. You need to watch and explained unless you know everything. Like I have a couple people who I like, obviously you and Matt and like my buddy Ben, I ask because I have no idea about all this stuff and it's still fun to watch. But I feel like if you remember all those distinct pieces, it's like a puzzle coming together.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it, you're definitely right, though. I don't think he was in the movies because I was even like, who the fuck is this guy? And then I Googled it, and it was like, oh, he was in issue 53 of Bucky's story, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like the only guy that's...
I know it now, but...
really, like, got... I'm just judging this off a clip, but he apparently, like, got the Captain America suit or something. Like, I don't know. Anyways... we'll let people Google it for themselves, but I enjoyed it. It's got a good mix of action. It mixes in these funny, like trying to be funny jokes. Like Anthony Mackie makes a lot of little jokes that are like almost dad jokes, which I find kind of weird, but whatever. They make me laugh sometimes, so I'm not complaining about that show.
No, I think that's kind of the Marvel, the way they write their stuff now. They kind of shoehorn these like little jokes that are, they kind of feel out of character. Like you wouldn't expect this badass like Falcon guy who's just shooting up terrorists at one point, and then all of a sudden he's like back at home making dad jokes on a boat, and it's like what? But it is, I guess, just a way to make him human. But I do like it. It's hit or miss sometimes, but I think so far it's been pretty good.
And they're building kind of the character plot between the new Captain America, his kind of sidekick, and then the Winter Soldier and Falcon. It's like, you know, inevitably they're either going to have to go really far apart or really close together. So curious to see what's going to happen there. But it's one of those shows where I wish it all came out at once. Didn't drop on Friday. I know when you watched WandaVision, you were probably thinking the same thing. I don't know if you binged it or watched it as it came out, but I watched the first episode of Wanda, but I can't really judge it. I had to go do something during like halfway through the episode. I think it was what I thought was going to be Kyle Lowry's last game. So I switched the channel, went and watched the game, and it wasn't even Lowry's last game, but definitely going to try to watch Wanda soon as well and get all up to date on those new shows.
Yeah. No, I would say Wanda's definitely more, I want it now. This is like, I can wait. I would prefer if I could just get the all six, but this one's not really like, it's not like a Breaking Bad right now. Like where I'm like glued to it and I'm waiting like episodically. But it would be nice if you could just get it right now. But I guess I kind of see the point in them waiting. They get the Twitter mentions from it. They get all the discussions going.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that's probably their whole plot around it, but yeah.
More traditional TV. Anything else you were thinking as you had a sip of your shrub there from False Ox?
I haven't really been thinking about much. I don't really know about news. I don't know anything about news. I see you have this TikTok thing down. I don't even know about that yet.
Yeah, there's like Bryce Hall and some Austin McBroom guy, I think his name is. Mick something, McDonald's, I don't know. They're fighting. They're like the headliner fight. I just know like his association through like Portnoy and all them. I heard about it, but I'll probably tune in. Like I was talking to Maria and she knows a lot of, cause I think they're pitting up YouTubers versus TikTokers. They were going through the list. I hardly knew any of them, but it just like seems like something you throw on, you have a couple drinks and you watch. So if I'm with Maria during that, we'll probably buy it if it's a cheap pay-per-view, kind of similar to like that Jose Canseco fight. We had fun when we watched it, just make fun of it. So that'll give us something to do. I can't remember when it is. I think it's summertime. So who knows? Maybe you will even be watching it together.
Oh, man. You can't get me away. When Bryce Hall's on my screen, I'm wet. I'm in.
He's newly single, so he might.
Oh, is he? Good for him.
Yeah, he might be doing like the no nut couple summer months to get him going, like a true boxer. But I mean, not good for him. He's probably dating the most famous person on the internet before. So, do you know who it was?
No.
The initials are AR. There's a song that has her name in it.
Yeah, fuck, Ray something, Addison Rae.
That's correct.
She was on The Tonight Show. I saw the memes about that one.
Oh, yeah, they had, like, the off-song TikTok dances. Like, they didn't even have, I don't know. Why did they do that? They don't have the rights to the song, I guess?
Yeah.
Is that, like, the funny part that she's doing the dances to different songs? Is that
No, those are, I'm pretty sure those are the, I think they just played, like, the beat to it. Because, yeah, they don't have the rights. I don't think they can get and I also don't think the Roots really want to reenact perfectly renditions of those songs, but so they just probably just hit the drum and maybe Rick just try to attempt it. But I saw that. I was just like, what am I watching? Like, what is this? I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I just skip past it. I thought it was dumb.
It is wild. I don't know. The amount of followers she has, though, but none of them are probably up late enough to watch a late night show.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I guess they're gonna just bet what you want, but probably on TikTok still. You can probably just watch it on TikTok.
Wow. Well, I don't know. We did the true or false Sox quiz, had a lot of fun doing that. I feel like it was almost like trivia. We learned a couple things there and broke some news through that. Anything else you want to talk about, or should we finish our quick drink of the false shrubs and then move on from there?
I'm down to finish the shrub. It's delicious.
Yeah.
I
so
keep this thing away.
I know. I'm definitely, like I said, I'm going to finish it for the weekend. I might even have to order some more when it starts to get hotter outside in the backyard, mix up some drinks for my family. So thanks again to False Ox for supplying us with some delicious shrubs. Again, we had the two delicious flavors, but they've got a ton of flavors online as well. You can get 10% off and free shipping if you buy 2+ bottles of the shrubs. You got your raspberry balsamic, and you've got your grapefruit rosemary that we tried, and there's a ton of other good flavors. Beet ginger, like I said, sounds like the healthiest drinking vinegar concentrate that you could get out there. It seems like something you want to wake up and have a shot of in the morning, and you're going to be 20 times healthier than you would if you didn't. They also have mango lime, strawberry mint. It doesn't sound much better than that. Strawberry mint with some gin. I think that's how you want to start your beautiful summer day in June, 30 degrees, sitting in your backyard enjoying some of that. So again, thank you to Mike and the team at False Ox for sending those shrubs over. And thanks to everyone for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed our true and false ox. Take it easy. Peace.